with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
Sometimes the best way to tell the truth is to make up a story.
That's novelist Barbara King-Solver, who believes that the task of the fiction writer is to express what cannot be said in words.
The things that cannot be said in words are the things that are just too enormous to have any meaning anymore, like love your neighbor. So what? You know, we've heard that before. It doesn't mean anything. It falls flat. I might as well say, wear clean socks.
But the writer can invent a story showing the consequences of not loving one's neighbor.
I can create for you a truth that you weren't willing to listen to in simple words.
Barbara King-Solver grew up in Kentucky, where books, rather than television, were her sole entertainment. As a result, she describes reading as a movie for the mind.
It's even better than watching a movie because the people look exactly the way you want them to.
Barbara King-Solver's fourth book and second novel is Animal Dreams, which is set in southern Arizona, a place of unearthly beauty. It's chiefly the story of one of two sisters, a young woman who has bowed out of life's mainstream and who was trying to solve the puzzles of her past.
There's this family myth that their father told his two girls, which she comes to discover is a lie. She's never known who she really is and where she really comes from, and in the course of the novel, she keeps turning up clues.
Animal Dreams by Barbara King-Solver received widespread praise and expanded the audience of this Arizona-based novelist. Now a Harper Perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Barbara King-Solver says it's somewhat audacious to bring still another book into the world.
I can only do it if I'm motivated by some sort of intense urgency in me to say something to you that I really need for you to know.
There are a number of themes in Barbara King-Solver's most recent novel, Animal Dreams: industrial pollution, Alzheimer's disease, the struggle in Nicaragua. As a fiction writer, King-Solver uses a backdoor approach in dealing with these issues.
I can't tell you what to believe. That would be a pamphlet. It wouldn't be a novel, and it wouldn't be any fun, and it would not be art.
Barbara King-Solver says it's a little daunting for authors to believe that their work will still be around when they're not.
It scares me a little, and I want to make sure that this message I'm putting in the bottle for the future is exactly the right one.
King-Solver says it was like winning the lottery when she left her job as a scientific writer to work on fiction full-time.
For me, the discipline comes when I have to stop writing and go in the house and start dinner or something. It requires no discipline to do what you love.
Barbara King-Solver's most recent novel, Animal Dreams, is now a Harper Perennial paperback.
There are people who talk about what a curse it is to be a writer, but I think it'd be a curse to be one of those people I saw painting the Queensboro Bridge today.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.